From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're going to begin in the Middle East, where rockets, missiles, and bombs killed and wounded civilians on both sides of the conflict. In Lebanon, Israeli warplanes carried out bombing raids, severing a major highway into the country, and hitting what Lebanese officials say was a farm warehouse. 27 workers were reportedly killed there.
Meanwhile, in Israel, Hezbollah rocket fire continued to wreak havoc across northern parts of the country today. Several rockets fell near the city of Hadera, the deepest attack inside Israel to date. At least 3 Israeli civilians were killed today and dozens wounded, several seriously. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Just before rockets began to land again across the north this afternoon, Uriel Ben-Zeev and his girlfriend Maya had holed up in their living room of their small apartment on Kibbutz Shamir in the northern Galilee. They settled on their couch to watch a horror movie. The couple had closed all the metal window shutters, as security officials had told them to do, but they ignored the orders to stay in their hardened, thick-walled safe room. Soon, a 122-millimeter Hezbollah rocket slammed into their backyard, spraying ball bearings and other shrapnel through the thick metal shield in their supposed safe room.
We didn't obey. We stayed in the other room.
So not obeying saved your life, potentially?
Yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
Glass and debris litters their apartment. The hills surrounding the kibbutz are on fire from other rockets from the same barrage that hit their house. Uriel and Maya quickly stuff clothes into a backpack. They're heading south.
We were just scared. We wanted to go out. We can't live here. We are going to our family.
Others nearby weren't as lucky as this couple. One person was killed when a Hezbollah rocket hit a home in the village of Marar in the southern Galilee. 2 others were killed in a village near Carmiel. Several others were seriously wounded, including a 28-year-old man in the border village of Shar Yishuv, when a rocket landed 10 yards from his car. 11 Israelis have been killed by rocket fire in the last 2 days, 30 so far this war. The deadliest Hezbollah weapon has been the short-range Russian and Chinese-made anti-personnel rockets, what are commonly called Katyushas. The explosive kill radius isn't that large, but the rocket's shrapnel, including thousands of ball bearings in each rocket, police say, can spray death over the length of 2 football fields. Michael Kardish is the deputy director of the Israeli National Police Bomb and Explosives Unit.
The explosive will only kill if you're very, very close up to the Katyusha itself. What gives you the distance are the ball bearings and the fragmentation which comes out of the rocket itself. That goes up to 200 meters.
Israeli military officials say they've depleted about a third of Hezbollah's suspected cache of 12,000 of these short-range rockets. The group has fired more than 2,300 so far, police say, but that still leaves thousands in the Hezbollah arsenal. Police Commander Kardish, with artillery booming behind him, says after 3 weeks of war, his officers are increasingly fighting complacency among some who've stayed behind. People who've been cooped up in shelters or inside safe rooms, he says, are becoming more brazen and venturing out more.
They less want to stay inside and in the shelters and there, getting more confident to come out. And you take a chance. Once you take a chance, and if you're unlucky, then you get hit.
Meanwhile, some 6 Israeli brigades or about 10,000 soldiers continued fierce fighting just inside South Lebanon today. 3 Israeli soldiers, the army says, were killed today, including 2 slain by anti-tank rockets in fighting near the village of Markaba. This Israeli soldier at a border command post, who asked to remain anonymous, is skeptical his army will be able to wipe out Hezbollah's military capability.
All we can do is weaken them until next time. That's all. Weaken them so next time they won't do all the damage they're doing right now.
But Israel and its defense minister, Amir Peretz, don't want there to be any next time with Hezbollah. Peretz has reportedly told the army to prepare for a ground push 15 to 20 miles further north of the border to the Litani River. That expansion still needs the consent of Israel's security cabinet. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Kiryat Shmona on the Israel-Lebanon border.